WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Just about everywhere you look this week, there are remembrances of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. TV critic David Bianculli has a review of two TV specials about the attack. Saturday night's Remember Pearl Harbor, hosted by veteran CBS newsman Charles Kuralt, and a program that airs tonight on ABC called Pearl Harbor, 2 Hours That Changed the World, hosted by David Brinkley.
For those who remember it, December 7, 1941 was a date so burned into our minds that we will always remember where we were and what we were doing when we heard about it. For those too young to remember, it helped create the world we now live in, whether we remember it or not or realize it or not. It was the end of one world and the beginning of another.
There are so many Pearl Harbor specials floating around this week, there's a temptation to just go into sensory overload and skip them all. But don't, because both of these documentaries are worth watching. And they're interesting not only because of what they say about Pearl Harbor, but because of their similarities and differences in telling essentially the same story. Both of these network shows are like the answer to a riddle. What do you get if you cross World War II with the Civil War? That's because both CBS and ABC have stolen the playbook of PBS and styled their shows like the Ken Burns documentary, The Civil War. Still photographs and period music are used, along with quotes from letters that are read by off-screen actors. But of course, Ken Burns didn't have newsreels to rely on, or radio tapes to preserve the voices, and he certainly didn't have eyewitnesses from both sides. The CBS and ABC programs do, and they make very good use of them. Tonight's ABC documentary is co-produced by Japan's NHK television network, which, given the subject, is nicely symbolic in its own right. Maybe because of that, the ABC program does a better job of explaining Japan's attitudes toward America and Americans, and of getting Japan's point of view of the actual attack. ABC also makes a bigger deal of its recreation of the attack, a segment that relies heavily on a mixture of newsreel footage and a subsequent documentary reenactment by filmmaker John Ford. CBS takes a balanced approach, too, but there are differences in the way the two networks treat the various elements of the attack. CBS, for example, spends a lot of time on the Japanese submarine crew, while ABC dismisses them as superfluous and an actual irritation to the rest of the Japanese forces. So how do the two shows match up? Brinkley and Kuralt are about as good as TV gets, so the networks are evenly matched there. ABC has better footage, especially from Japan. CBS does a better job getting name actors to contribute their voices, and of recreating the Civil War style of documentary storytelling. ABC has George Bush as a guest, but CBS has an even more powerful secret weapon, retired General H. Norman Schwarzkopf. Schwarzkopf not only co-hosts the CBS program, but appears throughout the documentary in the role of military analyst and war historian, getting into the minds of leaders from both sides and doing an absolutely terrific job of it. Here's a sample of what the CBS show sounds like. This segment starts with Kuralt talking about Japanese Fleet Commander Yamamoto, then has Richard Dreyfuss as the voice of Yamamoto, followed by commentary from the former commander of Operation Desert Storm.
He had evolved into a cool and daring commander, and now his searching mind gave birth to an astounding plan. Japan's one best hope to defeat the Americans he knew so well. If it could be made to work.
We should do our very best at the outset of the war with the United States to decide the fate of the war on the very first day.
He was a brilliant man. He was a great strategist. It's interesting, when you read about Yamamoto, Yamamoto never thought Japan was going to win the war. You know, he was given a job to do by his country, and when given this job, he tried his best to come up with a strategy that would allow him to accomplish the mission.
In Remember Pearl Harbor, Schwarzkopf dominates the documentary just as easily and forcefully as he dominated press briefings during the Gulf War. Basically, Schwarzkopf is to Remember Pearl Harbor what Shelby Foote was to the Civil War. Don't miss him, and don't miss either of these Pearl Harbor anniversary specials.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.